Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Live, broadcasting live from New York City. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take our poll question, too, right there on the homepage. And my blog is there, the knowledge base, lots and lots of stuff. Thousands of articles, thousands of interviews with our Brain Trust members, of which Bill Dunkelberg is we're very happy to have him as a member of our Brain Trust. We're talking about the most recent NFIB survey of business conditions that Bill has been conducting for decades now. He's got a body of work like no other in the world. And Bill, you gave us a little tour, a general tour in the previous segment about how things are going. Talk to us about hiring. According to the words I see right here, leaping off of the page for labor, their labor section is very weak. That doesn't sound good.
That's true, but of course, weak relative to weaker. So the good news was that, although it's small, we had the first report of an increase in employment per firm, average employment per firm that we've seen in over 20 months. So the number was small. It was only 0.01 worker. It should be like 0.2 or 0.3 workers per firm that were hiring, but it did go positive. And we also had, which, by the way, suggested that, we wouldn't see a big jobs number, which we didn't. Turned out it was, 39,000 jobs, I guess, or something
right.
Like that. And so, but there, there were private sector jobs, and that was good. And but the other piece of good news is that we had a nice jump of several points in the net percent of firms who plan to increase their workforce, that is, create
right.
new jobs. And so going forward, I'm more optimistic now about December, January, February, giving us some somewhat better jobs numbers.
Now, this polling that you did was this would have been taken after the election, right?
Yeah, this was the month of November. We mailed the questionnaires out on the first day of November. So the questionnaires were out in the field about on election day. I guess people probably got them. And,
reason I asked that question is
most of the answers come in around the 10th of the month, somewhere in there.
The reason I asked the question is because we polled out, we have a very unscientific poll, as you know, on our website, and we ask our audience if they thought after the election, if they were going to be more optimistic with the change in attitudes towards business in the future, if they thought that was going to be better for them, if they were going to be more optimistic. And by a vast majority, they said that they did. And I was wondering if you thought you could see anything in that in your most recent survey along those lines.
Well, we did have an 8-point improvement in the net percent of owners who think the business conditions 6 months from now will be better. And to put that in perspective, the November reading is now 31 points higher, better than the July reading. So that's not very many months behind us here. And it's the best
right.
reading we've seen since 2005, which is in the middle of the expansion. So
right.
there was something clearly turned, that component of the index, those expectations about
mm-hmm.
business conditions, that turned in November, obviously. And it was good
right.
to see that.
Absolutely. Well, I'm hoping that's going to be the case, because as you know, we all know how emotional the marketplace is, and
yes,
because it's human beings are running it. Talk to us about capital spending.
Well, capital spending. We asked two questions that are important. One is, did you make any outlays in the last 3 to 6 months? So that's always fun to watch to see if they're at what they're actually doing, and that improved for the first time in a long time by a couple of points. So it's still 10 points. Percentage points below where we would like to see it, but nonetheless, as you pointed out earlier, it's moving in the right direction. And we also had a couple of point bump in the net percent of and the percent of owners who say I'm going to make outlays over the next 3 months. So it's historically still low, but again, it's been inching up, and that's what we need to see to get more growth in the economy.
Do those numbers indicate people taking a risk, taking next step, taking advantage of opportunities, or does it sound more like something broken and I'm going to have to fix it?
That's a good point. I think you're still probably, in replacement mode, as they characterize it, still. We've had a very long recession. The peak of the last expansion was in December of 2007. So we've been, sliding since then. And that's a long period of time. Over a couple of years, a lot of things wear out, and you get leaks in the roof and so on. So a lot of the capital spending, I think, has been in maintenance mode. But that's why I was happy to see the plans go up as well. And the maintenance happens to you, and you do it. But it's not, it's not so you don't plan on fixing a leaky roof. It just
right.
leaks, and then you fix it. So that's why I like seeing the plans for outlays go up. That was a good sign as well.
Let's tie the credit report to this one because it's so closely connected. What did your folks tell you about credit availability and their desire for credit?
Well, we didn't see much change there. We did see an improvement in the outlook for getting your financing done over the next 3 to 6 months. So a few, a couple of percentage points more saying, well, I think it'll be okay, easier to get it done. We had 91% of the owners say, got all the credit I needed or I didn't want any. And 53% said they didn't want any, and no change in the number who said they had some difficulty. But it's 9%. But even in the best economy in history back in 2000, 5% said they didn't get all the credit they want. That is, people often, think they need, want, deserve more than the market gives them. So we're really not very far off of that kind of best measure of 5%. So that was good.
And as a leader and a founder of an independent community bank yourself, Bill, is your bank still ready and able to loan to small business owners when they bring you a proposal?
Oh, sure. We have money, and I've given talks to community bankers even in Michigan
right.
and Ohio in the last 6 months.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.